Hello and welcome to the TWU podcast. This is audio log number 33, and today is July 6th, 2023. So today I kind of wanted to talk about something that I've been thinking about a lot. Now that I have some time to think on my own and kind of reflect back on my recent experience of becoming a mom, and in general how I feel about things that I've been kind of reading about or like experiencing, and I just felt like kind of sharing this, and I've kind of talked about this with my partner a bit too, but not really too like in depth. But I feel like recently, ever since I gave birth and now I've become a mom, I feel like my perspective on life has changed quite a bit, in the sense that, like, obviously in the past when I used to read like news stuff that was sad and kind of involved children, I would obviously like feel really sad about that, right? It's like you're gonna feel sad. But after giving birth and becoming a mom, whenever I read something like related to kids in a bad way, like something bad happened to a kid, I feel really like upset about it, and it really bothers me a lot. And I think that's really obviously a normal thing now. I connect more with that experience, and I'm kind of like, I can relate to the devastation it causes. But I don't know why I personally am like so shocked by the difference in how I feel. So like, I'm just gonna give an example and kind of like the reason why I started like thinking a lot about it a little bit more. So most recently I was reading in the news, there was a case where there nearby in like kind of a smaller town than where I live, there was a kid who was, I think, almost 2 years old. They were at their daycare, and somehow the kid got out of the daycare on their own and was lost for a little while. That, like, you couldn't find the kid. The daycare workers couldn't find the kid. And so they had, like, kind of, I don't know if it's an Amber Alert, but they were looking for the kid. It happened, like, at 5:30 or something. So at 5:30, the daycare workers couldn't find the kid. They were looking everywhere, and this kid is, like, about 2 years old, something like that. And so at that age, at two, you can walk. Kids can walk. They can't really talk that much. They can say like words, but not really like sentences or anything like that. And they couldn't find the kid. And then they found the kid later on. The kid had somehow gone into a septic tank or like a well. It wasn't closed properly, and the kid fell in and they died. I think by like the evening or the night, they must have found the kid up, and they found the kid had died in the septic tank or well. And I read that news, and it occurred in like, not, it's not like in my city, it's about like, I think, an hour away from where I live, like outside of the city. And honestly, reading that, I was so devastated. This was, I can't even imagine how devastated the parents must be, because they must have just dropped this kid off, like, you know, like they do every day. And, you know, trusting the care of the daycare to take care of the child and stuff like that. And somehow, like, the kid manages to, like, get out and, like, die. I was, honestly, I think if I read this beforehand, like before I became a mom, I would have been like, oh, that sucks. That's really sad. And, you know, kind of like it wouldn't hit me so hard as it does now as a mom. And thinking that, like, I'm going to leave my kid with this person and this daycare and like this devastation could happen is honestly so scary and leads to me to be super paranoid and anxious of like leaving my kid anywhere. Honestly, I know the chances of something like this happening is like very rare. Like, it's kind of like getting hit by thunder kind of situation. But at the same time, like, just the thought and the feeling of like that is something that could happen just really scares me. And I know I wouldn't feel this way if it wasn't because I had a kid. So that's just like one example. And I don't know why or like what I so I think it's gone Reddit. I think I follow like the news subreddit, so there's like always news and stuff. And I don't know why, but recently in the past like few months, like at least 1 or 2 months, I feel like there's constantly news about like a kid getting hurt or dying, and it bothers me so much. Like there was another piece of news about like a 18 months, so 1.5-year-old child got left in a house in a playpen by the mom and starved to death. And the mom went on a like eight, the kid was left in there for 8 days. The mom left to go on vacation for 8 days and left the kid in there to starve to death. And I was like, what the hell? And I was just so like shocked. First off, I can't believe the mom could do that. Second off, I'm like, why didn't they just like put the kid up for adoption or something, or like, I don't know, pay for like a daycare or overnight care or something like that? And I couldn't possibly imagine, and no, like now that I have a child, I have a baby, like just imagining that this child cannot even like, I think 1.5, they can walk for sure, but not really well, and they probably can't talk. And I just thought, wow, I can't even imagine, like, why would anyone do that? That is just honestly so horrible. I don't know what's going to happen to the mom. Obviously, she's probably going to be charged or whatever. But apparently, like, so she lives with, like, the grandparents, and she also has a younger, older kid. And so the grandparents actually went on vacation with the older kid and left the younger baby with the mom, which is, like, fair. I think that makes sense because I guess maybe the younger kid, because it's only 1.5-year-old, is a little more attached to the mom. For whatever reason, apparently that mom, I guess, had a history of not really taking care of the kid. And also, because in the article, they interviewed, like, the neighbors. And the neighbors were like, oh, yeah, we like, if she had asked us to watch the kid for her to go on vacation, we would have done so. So this wouldn't have happened because they had taken care of that baby before. They had helped them. And if they had known that that was what was going to happen, like if they had known that lady needed help, they would have obviously taken care of her. They didn't know the baby was there by themselves. And I'm just like, holy crap, can you imagine? And I just thought how sad it is that baby was there by themselves just crying. And I'm just like, holy shit, I really wish like the neighbor had heard to like prevent this. But anyways, so this is the type of news that's been coming up in my Reddit, or like, I don't even know where I see it, maybe like on Instagram, and it's super triggering to me. But now, especially like even before when I read it, obviously you're sad, but it's just a different level. So I feel like it's the same with pet news. I have cats as well, so I have pets. And I love cats and I also love dogs. So the same thing happens with like when I see like sad posts about like animals, like animal abuse, which is there's a lot, okay, where people would be like, I found this dog like that was left on the side of the road. They had been hit by a car and they're like literally just days away from like dying and stuff. And then they'll say how they saved them and like rescued them and stuff. You can't help but feel sad, obviously. But then now it's the same for kids, and it's just honestly like literally everything is very triggering because you don't like, there's so much bad news about those two groups, like animal abuse and child abuse, and like just the lack of, just people are just horrible with that stuff. And I don't know if it's being targeted to me. Even if it is, that sucks and I hate it. I hate that it's being like I'm being targeted with all this sad stuff to make me feel emotional and like what they want me to like what comment or whatever crap. It's so stupid. Anyways, that's a discussion on its own. But like I was just thinking about how my perspective has just changed so much, and that news like this really gets me going now. And I thought about like other times that this might have happened too, because like you won't really feel this way unless it actually like you're actually in that seat. Like I wouldn't feel this way if it wasn't because I am a mom. So I was like thinking about how like earlier in my life at one point I had broken my leg, and so I couldn't walk and I had to be in a wheelchair for a few months, and a lot of the basic day-to-day things I really couldn't do. I honestly felt like I was like disabled. although it was temporary, I still felt like disabled. Like, imagine if I had like lost a leg or something like that. I felt like, this is what it feels like to be disabled. Like, even the day-to-day tasks I couldn't do on my own. I always had to rely on somebody. And as my, like, I guess the time that I didn't have a leg continue to progress, I felt more and more agitated when, like, I couldn't do something on my own and I had to constantly ask someone for help. And the hardest part for me when I had my, like, when my leg was broken was that when I'd asked for something to be done, a certain, like, to be done, right? And I maybe had some, I had a thought of, like, I wanted to be done in this way or whatever. And if I asked for someone's help, they would always obviously do it like their way, or they would do it the way they thought that I would like it, without actually asking. And sometimes my requests of, like, I want it to be done like this way, they would like totally disregard it, thinking, no, it's they're thinking that they're doing a favor for me by doing it the way they want because they think it's better. But for me, I'm like, no, I want you to do it like this. I can't give a hard, like, an example, I guess, because it's a little bit difficult. But, like, say if I need, because I need, the hardest part when I broke my leg was when I needed to go to the washroom, because getting on and off the toilet is difficult. I kind of needed help and I wasn't really used to it. And I think at the time, my wheelchair doesn't fit in the washroom door, so I have to use, like, the crutches. And so, like, kind of getting down, up and down the toilet, or, like, even going into, like, the shower is a little bit difficult. So I'll be like, can you just, like, help me carry me over here, or, like, whatever. And they think that they would just take the extra step and, like, do this or do that to help me. But it's like, no, I just need you to help me do this. That's it. And I found out, like, as time progressed, and I think at least the second or third month, and I had my leg was broken and I really relied on someone, I was so easily agitated when someone didn't listen to my request and just would just, like, do what they thought was right because they think that's what, you know, would be best for me because I have a broken leg. And I would get so upset because I'd be like, can you just listen to me? I just need it like this. And being disabled at that time, I was, like, so fed up and so tired of not being able to do these day-to-day tasks by myself. Like, I was so upset. I was like, now I can kind of understand how someone who's in this same situation or similar situation will feel. Like, if they're just, their autonomy is, like, totally gone already, like, most of it, and, like, the things that they just want to be able to do on their own, they can't because you're not respecting their requests. I can understand that now. And I'll be where I live, there's, like, training that you need to do. If you work in, like, in the place that I live, you need to do a specific training to help you better understand how to service people with disabilities. And I remember this was a very key part, was, like, to respect the requests of the person who's disabled and, like, really listen to them, because they'll tell you what they need. Very specifically, they'll tell you, and oftentimes, if you don't listen to them, they'll oftentimes feel like you think you're doing good by them, but actually you're not listening to them at all. They know what they can and cannot do, not you. So I remember that was a really big part of that, and so I was like, okay. I never really had to put it into practice because I didn't ultimately, like, I didn't really end up working with a lot of disabled people. Like, I didn't have to service anyone who had a broken leg, or I never had to service anyone who was, like, deaf or blind or anything like that, because that's what the training was kind of teaching you, how to do, like, you know, what to do. So in this example, after, like, I had the training, like, well before I even broke my leg. So then when I did break my leg, I'm like, oh my God, this is what they meant. This is, like, what they're talking about, right? Because constantly when I would ask for help or something, the person would always assume that whatever they're doing is what I want, or what is what's good for me. But then I'll be like, no, I literally just want you to do this. Like, just do this. And I can't do it because I have a broken leg. But it's just kind of, like, so annoying at that in being in that perspective, that that person can't even just honor my request because of, you know, they just think that they're right. And I'm like, it's, I didn't fully understand it, obviously, until I was in the seat of a disabled person, temporarily even. Like, my taste of what disabled people experience is just like a little bit of what they experience, like, all the time. And I'm like, holy crap, I can't even imagine how tough it must be living day to day like this, because I only had it for like, what, maybe half a year. So I'm like, wow. So when, and this all started kind of like I said, when I was being triggered by all this news and stuff. And obviously I try my best now to really avoid that kind of stuff, because I don't want to have to feel that way. Although, I mean, there's pros and cons to knowing what's happening in the world, you know, and if it involves children, because I need to be informed, right? But at the same time, I'm like, do I really need to be informed of everything? And all these things, like, for example, the daycare example, I mean, the chances of that happening are very little, but it could happen. And I'm just like, and for me, my personality, I'm very like, I've grown to know that I'm a very high anxiety person. So I can take something like, for example, this thing, and I can be like, really, really, it causes me anxiety, and like, I super paranoid that it's going to happen, even though the chances of it are so little. So I'm like, maybe it's better if I don't know. But at the same time, I feel like you really need to have a balance of both. Having some anxiety is good, but too much is not good. So I'm trying my best to kind of lower that, but it is a bit hard. I just started thinking a bit more about the different perspectives that I've experienced throughout my life. So in this case, becoming a mom has changed my perspective of things related to like children, and then taking care of children, what could possibly happen. It's kind of opened like a Pandora's box to like all of the things that could happen to my child. And also the example I gave in terms of like when I broke my leg, and how prior to breaking my leg, I never fully understood at all what it felt like to be disabled. But by breaking my leg, I could understand at least a little bit of the frustrations they feel when they have to interact with people who don't understand what they need. And it's, for me, has been a good learning experience. And I definitely think it has helped me to grow a bit more as a person, but also causes me and forces me to be a bit more mindful of, you know, how I, for example, you know, deal with people. Because also there's, and this is a big thing now, the mental health piece. A lot of people have, you know, invisible disabilities. People might have depression that you don't know. They might be autistic, you don't know, things like that. So that definitely has helped. And then in terms of like being a mom, I also try to be, since I've like experienced all of the things that come with being a mom. So things like postpartum, which not a lot of people talk about, but I feel like it really should be talked about. And also dealing with like the physical aspects of becoming a mom, how tiring it is to breastfeed, how difficult it could be to breastfeed. And also the fact of the pressure women have to kind of get their bodies back into shape. Being in the spot now that I'm a mom totally changed my perspective. Honestly, and although I didn't really realize it until I had to experience like the negative piece, like those bad, reading the bad news, and like this, it's kind of traumatic and really triggered sad emotions in me. I felt like having that realization that now I'm in the seat, I can see all these things, and I can share my experience after having experienced it, I think is really cool and really eye-opening. And yeah, I don't know what other perspectives I can have that could add more, but I'm kind of looking forward to it. And I guess that's what comes with getting older, these added perspectives after having experiences. I mean, I personally love traveling, so I do feel like traveling also opens your mind to different perspectives because you go and experience different cultures, languages, and you get to visit places and see how people live in a different part of the world. But specifically these kind of life stage perspectives, I find are very interesting. And I kind of wish, I know, unless you can kind of get perspectives when you talk to people. And I guess for me, and I feel like maybe a lot of people tend to do this, you tend to hang out people who are like your age, right? Who are at the same life stage as you and like maybe have similar life experiences as you. So I feel like I kind of hope that I can talk to people who are at different life stages to get this perspective, you know, at least learn a little bit more about the different perspectives without having to wait to experience it on my own, if that makes sense. So for example, after becoming a mom, I've been trying to understand a little bit more about how people fully balance having a family and also working at the same time. Like, how do they balance that so that you can be good at both things? I haven't met too many people who have this, who are in this situation. Most of the people that are in my life, like my close friends and whatnot, they only maybe just started their family and they're not really working on their career. It's not been like, you know, so I've been trying to talk to like one of my former bosses. She has a son who's like, I think he's maybe 18, recently graduated from high school. She obviously was my manager. She's a manager. She's making, much better money than me and is at a senior level. So she's definitely good at what she does. So I did try to ask her, but we haven't really gone too deep. I'm hoping I get a chance to kind of talk to her a bit more, because that is something that not many people in my life have. Like, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, so I can't ask her that kind of question. And to be quite fair, I feel like this specific question for me is best to ask like a woman, because as a mom, after you give birth, how do you go back and work and strive in your career while also taking care of your kids and being a mom, right? Because oftentimes it's the moms who are sacrificing their careers. And so, yeah, I felt like that's definitely a perspective that I'm trying to learn more about, to see, you know, how I could improve and how I could deal with, you know, because I'm dealing with it now. In terms of, I did have to stop working and just go to being, you know, giving birth and all that stuff. But now that I'm thinking to go back into working and all that stuff, I'm thinking, how am I going to balance both of those things and be good at it? How am I going to make time for both those things and have good results? And ultimately, I might not be able to, right? Because it is possible, but it's something I kind of want to look into and kind of get a better idea, I guess. But yeah, I'm really embracing this new added perspective that I have, and I'm hoping I can get a little bit more. But I mean, I don't know. Life is what it is, right? So yeah, I don't know if everyone has these kinds of like epiphanies where they're like, oh, I just, you know, their mentality changes after experiencing something. I'm sure everyone does, but like so profoundly that you're like, you know, this is a different mindset now because I've experienced it, if that makes sense. But yeah, it's kind of cool, and definitely makes you feel a little bit like you've gotten older, right? Because your perspective changes a little bit and you're like, oh, that's different now. So yeah, anyways, that's it for me. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys have a good afternoon, good evening, and a good night.